The final hour of today's edition of the Chad Hasty Show on News Talk 790 KFYO, an open line Friday. Here on the program, your opportunity to call in, talk about anything that you would like to talk about on the show today. 770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. In the last hour, dominated by calls about U.S. Senator John Cornyn, who appeared on the program. Your thoughts on Senator Cornyn, we'll continue to take those throughout the program today. And of course, it all relates back to Obamacare and the president announcing yesterday his quote unquote fix for Obamacare. And our good friends over at the Texas Public Policy Foundation join us today, and visiting with us is John Davidson. He's a healthcare policy analyst. So we get to look at the healthcare implications, really, of what Obama had to say yesterday. And again, John Davidson, welcome to the program, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you coming on today. Let's talk about what the president had to say yesterday, because he announced this fix because somehow he has the power to tell insurance companies, hey, it's okay to go ahead and violate the law. It's okay because single-handedly I'm going to delay this portion of the law, which I don't believe he actually has the authority to do that. But let's take a look. Can insurance companies actually go back and put the toothpaste back in the tube?
But the thing to keep in mind here is that insurance companies were following the law. Insurance companies have been preparing for this for the last several years. In fact, I think it's become clear that insurance companies did a lot more preparation for the Affordable Care Act than the Obama administration did. Yeah. You know, so the fact that millions of people are getting their plans canceled is simply the proper function of the law. The law was designed to do this, and the insurance companies are complying with the law. So it's not at all clear that the president has the authority to simply change the law by a declaration. And that seems to be what he's trying to do, and he's doing it for not because there was something wrong with the law, but because it's become very unpopular.
Right, but and I agree with you on that. Is there any way, I mean, like you said, these insurance companies, they've been preparing for years on this. And
that's right.
And to me, it shows, you know, the difference between having a president who's run a business before and having a president who hasn't run a business. If you're a business that's been preparing for this, if you're an insurance company, you've been preparing for this for years, you've been meeting with your legal teams, is there any way to say, you know what, 30 days later, within 20 days, 10 days, we're going to go ahead and change everything we've done?
You know, it would be very difficult. It would be very difficult, and it, in fact, would be very costly. You know, you have insurance companies coming out now and saying, and you have the American health insurance plans coming out and saying, look, we have prepared to comply with the law, and that's what we're trying to do. So in many cases, the insurance companies can't reinstate the plans because the plans have already been canceled, or they can't reinstate the plans because the insurance company has actually left the individual market. A number of large insurance companies, for example, have left the market in California. They just pulled out of the market, said, we're not going to offer any more individual insurance policies in the state anymore. So, you know, the federal government can't compel Aetna or United to move into a market and offer plans when they've already made the decision to leave the market. So it's not clear at all what, if anything, insurance companies can do to reinstate plans in cases where they've canceled them or they've left the market.
Visiting with John Davidson, I think another interesting point of this is that it comes down to the I'm not sure exactly what they're called, the insurance regulators or whatever it is in the individual states, like the state of Washington, already came out and said, we're not going to allow this, and there's no way this will work.
Yeah.
Is that what we're going to see in other states?
Yeah, absolutely. The Obama administration has attempted to shift responsibility from the federal government onto state insurance commissioners, who you may or may not have the authority that the president is hopefully investing them with. I know, for one thing, here in Texas, the Department of Insurance doesn't even have the statutory authority to require insurance companies to disclose to TDI when they have canceled the plan. So if you ask the Texas Department of Insurance how many plans have insurance companies canceled in the state, they can't tell you. So it's clear that this wasn't thought through by the Obama administration in claiming that state insurance commissioners would have the authority to do something that in some cases they don't have the statutory authority in the state to do. And that is certainly the case in places like Texas that have lightly regulated insurance markets, or at least had lightly regulated markets before the Affordable Care Act.
Visiting with John Davidson, Texas Public Policy Foundation. He's a healthcare policy analyst in the Center for Healthcare Policy. So perfect guy to have on the program today, and I appreciate your time today. Let's just say that Obamacare, that lawmakers want Obamacare to eventually work. How is that going to happen? How do you get Obamacare to work in the way that we have set up now? Or is it doomed to fail unless we go to a single-payer system?
Well, if they wanted Obamacare to work as it was designed to work, then lawmakers in Washington would allow for millions of plans to be canceled. As I said, the fact that insurance companies are canceling plans is what the law was designed to do.
Right.
So if they want it to work the way it's designed, then all of these people who had insurance plans that they liked, that they chose for them and their families, are going to have their plans canceled, and they're going to have to buy new plans that are approved by the federal government. That's what the law is designed to do. The fact that many Americans didn't realize that is on the administration for not explaining it or for disingenuously representing what the law was. And so I find it remarkable that the president would come out yesterday and represent that somehow this was a problem that needed to be fixed, or that they didn't realize this was going to happen. They did realize this was going to happen. This was what was supposed to happen.
Well, and if I remember correctly, there were Republicans who put forward legislation that would have at least put a buffer or prevented millions of these insurance policies from expiring and being canceled, yet the administration and the Democrats said no to that. Do you remember that piece of legislation?
Yeah, absolutely. That was in 2010. There was a piece of legislation put forward that would have allowed people to keep their plans on the individual market, and every single Democrat voted against it. Now, it's interesting, also in 2010, the Congressional Budget Office published in the Federal Register its prediction that 40 to 67% of people in the individual insurance market in the United States would have their plans canceled. This was 3 years ago. So this should not have come as a surprise to anyone, and it certainly didn't come as a surprise to congressional Republicans who saw this coming down the line and proposed legislation to stop it. And now that it's become so unpopular, we're seeing a bipartisan effort to stop it.
Let me ask you, going forward, because right now you're seeing plans that are canceled, you know, individual plans that are being canceled. What happens if Obamacare is still law of the land, when we still have Obamacare around, and we get into right after 2014, we're going into 2015, when it hits corporations?
Well, I think what you're likely to see is an acceleration of a trend that actually predates Obamacare, and that is rising premiums for businesses. You know, you had UPS come out and say that it's going to scale back its insurance offerings for spouses. You had Delta Airlines come out and say the Affordable Care Act is going to cost them $100 million in 2014. So you're going to start seeing more large corporations come forward and say, look, the Affordable Care Act is hitting our bottom line, and we are going to be passing those costs along to our employees. So right now, the headline, what's grabbing headlines, is individuals having their plans canceled. And I don't see how that is going to be stopped anytime soon with any kind of administrative fix. But in the long term, you're going to start seeing corporations trying to shift costs around, and you may likely see them trying to dump people into the exchanges if and when the exchanges start working.
Right. Yeah, that's a big if as well. John Davidson, healthcare policy analyst, Texas Public Policy Foundation. I appreciate your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great day. That's John Davidson, Texas Public Policy Foundation.